Let's get to Ted Galacianos. He's with OPS Tax Accountants. And I know, Ted, you were on with us yesterday. We had some news conferences that preempted this segment, but I'm so happy you're able to hang on the line today and call back. So thanks for doing that. Appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you, Anna.
So many questions about the stimulus checks. I think number one, but you did also want to tell us yesterday, because it was the normal tax day. I know it's July 15th for both of us, but you said there's something important for those who are self-employed and gig workers, that kind of thing, about yesterday's date.
Right. So yesterday was, so Illinois did not follow the federal guidance as far as pushing back the date for estimated tax payments related to 2020 income. So in Illinois, you still needed to make the 415 deadline for making the estimated payments to Illinois. So there's a little bit of confusion about that. However, you know, what I'm telling my clients is basically it's okay. You can annualize your income using Illinois Form 2210. So that can push back, you could shift that income to later quarters, and you can minimize the penalties if you didn't get a chance to do it yesterday or again in June. So there is some flexibility to basically wait and then basically shift some of that income into the later quarters.
All right, good. That's good to know. I'm happy you got that out there. I'm not sure everyone knows that. IRS.gov is the place to go to click on a check on your stimulus payments. And that you just, once you go to the site, IRS.gov, there's a spot that says Get My Payment. It's pretty prominent. I went through it myself. I was doing it with my mother-in-law last night. She is on Social Security. She said that she hasn't received hers. Hers was not available. Is that expected right now? Are the Social Security ones not first in line, or what's the prioritization when it comes to Social Security?
You know, we really don't know, and I've been getting calls from clients myself. The system is working intermittently, so people aren't able to check the status of their refunds, but I'm getting also a lot of calls that people are getting them, mm-hmm. so they are coming through. And for people that aren't Social Security that didn't file tax returns, the IRS is going to automatically deposit those. That's the guidance that we've been receiving. So I would just say to all your listeners and everybody else to sit tight. Hopefully in the next couple of weeks, those will get out there.
All right. We do hear from a number of people, 630, in fact, saying right now, went to the stimulus app. It says status not available. I cannot tell you how many times I've seen that. No one understands. What does that mean? Not available? Does that mean I'm not getting one? Does that mean something's wrong with my, what does that mean, Ted?
Right. We all, you know what, we're all confused. It doesn't mean that you're not getting the stimulus check. So I want to, you know, put everyone at ease that that's not what it means. It just means I think that the system's overloaded and probably can't handle the amount of people accessing the system at the same time. But the IRS is automatically depositing those funds. So if you filed your 2018, if you haven't filed your 2019 tax return yet, the IRS will automatically use your 2018 direct deposit information to deposit that stimulus money into. So even though it's frustrating because you can't confirm it, hopefully they'll work through that, you know, backlog in terms of accessing the website. But people are getting those stimulus checks.
Okay, good to hear. Ted Galacianos, kind enough to call us back during all this. OPS Tax Accountants is where you'll find Ted. Ted, lots of questions. We're going to go to the phones in a second, but one theme I am seeing here in the questions is I've owed in the last couple years. I've paid taxes, so they don't have my direct deposit information. The IRS does not. Do I go to the site and try to enter that bank account information, or do I wait for a check in the mail?
Yeah, that's a good question. If you're filed, and even if you paid by check, my understanding is they'll send you a check. So as long as you're paid up and filed, there shouldn't be a problem. And in those cases, the IRS is simply going to be mailing a check.
Okay.
So
and
that's,
the checks take
that's
a little longer.
Is
that right, Ted? The checks are
Correct.
Taking longer.
Yeah.
Okay, so we just got to wait for those. Okay, let's go to
Correct.
Eric on the phone. You have a question for Ted. Eric, you're on WGN.
Yes, please. I got a message on the internet yesterday as well as today stating that unable to determine whether or not I'm qualified to get one. Now, last year I filed jointly married as a married couple, and we made under $100,000. And so today I'm questioning how is that possible? according to them, it's 150 or more, then you won't get anything. And yet this one, they're not able to determine whether or not I'm qualified.
Chad, what do you think about that?
So your adjusted gross income, did you file your 2019 tax return?
No, not at the moment.
Okay, so you're talking about 2018. And so in 2018, was your income below $150,000?
Yes, it was.
Okay, so then you should get, and you filed jointly, and do you have kids under age 17?
No, no kids.
Okay.
Well, I got kids, but not under 17.
Right. Okay, so you should qualify for the full $2,400 for married filing joint, because the limit before the stimulus payments get phased out is $150,000. And then the phase out begins from $150,000 to $198,000 if you file jointly. So you should still get that $2,400.
So should I consider that message as an error?
I don't know who left you that message. The IRS will never leave messages on the phone or anything.
No.
So that's
it's on IRS.gov. When you went to
the IRS.gov, it tells you what you're owed.
Right.
Unless there's something else I don't know about your tax return, if we're just looking at the plain numbers and the schedule that they provided and published on their website, if you earned $150,000 or less, you would be eligible for the $2,400.
Eric, give your information to my producer. It seems a little more complicated than we can answer here, so we'll get Ted to answer that offline, or we'll figure out the answer to you. A couple of questions here also about my kids receive their money. I haven't. I've been filing for years, but my son and daughter, they're just like their second year filing or whatever. Why would the kids be getting it before the mom who's been filing forever and ever?
So again, it's probably related
probably a little
to the
family jealousy.
Right? Right. So are you getting it on behalf of your kids under age 17?
Well, this is a caller, 618. This is a texter from earlier.
Oh, I see. Gotcha. So if the kids are under 17, they'll receive, the $500 for each child. But if, again, it's all based on the phase outs and the income phase out. So basically, it's you'll get the full benefit if your income is up to $75,000 if you're individual, $112,500 if you're head of household, $150,000 if you're married filing joint. Then you'll, if you're under those dollar amounts, you'll get those full stimulus payments. And the full stimulus payment for an individual is $1,200, for married filing joint is $2,400, and then $500 for each additional child under 17. So, again, okay, if the family's income is higher, than the limit allows, they're still going to be getting those stimulus checks potentially for the children.
Okay, let's go to Tom on the phones. Tom, you have a question for Ted about the stimulus check?
Yeah, how you doing? Yeah, I got mine yesterday.
Congrats.
There you go.
Yeah. I got a question. I know the feds are not going to take taxes out of it. What about the state of Illinois? Are they going to tax it? I have never heard anything about that.
That's a great question. I haven't seen any guidance on that yet either. My suspicion is they probably will, but it's hard to tell right now. There isn't any guidance that I've seen that it won't be taxed.
I heard Terry Savage say earlier on John Williams' show, I think it was yesterday, that they will not have to pay taxes on it, that there's no impact.
I know the Fed, you're not going to, you don't have to, but I'm talking about the state of Illinois.
Oh, the state. Well, that's not something I've heard about either. That's a great question.
We asked the governor about that when he has his press conference.
That's coming up in a few minutes here. We'll have to try to see if we can get that question into the rotation, because that is a good one. Thank you, Tom, for that one. We have another call we want to try to get to.
That is a great question.
It is, and I have not seen the answer to that. Let's write that down, try to figure out the answer to that. Producer Pete, we have one caller. I forgot the name of the person. Victor is on the line. Victor, go ahead with your question.
Hi, how you doing?
All right. What's going on with you?
I'm just worried about my check here, but I get SSDI, Social Security, and I don't make enough to file for taxes. Is there going to be a problem getting my check?
No, they're going to automatically send you a check, even if you're you haven't filed or you're below the income filing threshold. The plan is that you're still going to get a stimulus check.
So it'll be right to my direct deposit and Social Security when they'll probably put it right through there, right?
That's a question I don't know is that exactly how they're going to pull your account number. There is on the website, if you go to the IRS.gov website,
I'm blind.
Oh, sorry. Gotcha.
No, it's okay.
Well,
It is SSDI, and then, I don't pay taxes. So I should get it, right?
Correct. You should get it, yes. According to the guidance on the IRS website, they are going to be issuing those checks automatically to people who are not normally required to file. They're going to be automatically sent. Yes, they're going to be automatically sending those payments out. We hope, but that's what they're telling us.
So just relax then, right?
That's hard to do, Victor, but that's the advice we keep hearing.
Great. You can't get it fast enough. That's part of the anxiety.
No, that's right. This is a great show, ma'am.
Thank you,
thank
Victor.
You for
I'm
the
glad
show.
You like it. And thank you for calling in, and I hope everything works out for you. Let me ask this, too, because I've just heard from a listener that there is a place on the site where you can go and update your banking information. Maybe it gets there a little quicker. I don't know that it does, Ted. It sounds to me as if they don't happen to have your banking information on file from last week and last year and this year, that it still is coming. It's just coming in the paper check form. Let's also go back to the phones here. We got another caller, and go ahead. You're on WGN. Anthony. Hey, Anthony.
Hi, how are you?
All right. Tell us what's on your mind. What do you got? Stimulus check question for Ted?
I have an identical, almost an identical situation to a couple callers ahead of me. Married filing jointly. Okay, I filed taxes in 2018, and they did the direct deposit on that. Now, I mailed my 2019 taxes, and I'm sure they haven't reached the IRS yet. But when I do go on the IRS website, I get payment status is not available, and it says, according to the information we have on file, we cannot determine your eligibility. So I just wanted to let everyone know that I'm also having the same problem.
Yeah, that's a common one.
I'd like to share that with you.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't know, I don't know if it would help me if I updated my banking information. It's still the same thing, but I do have other accounts. But I really don't want to play around with it either. So
yeah,
I just wanted to share that.
And just to go back to that comment about entering payment information, that's on the website, that's typically reserved for people who have not had to file in the past. So you got to be careful. So that's reserved for the gentleman that just called in before with SSDI that is below the filing threshold. So for those people, they can enter their payment details. It's for non-filers, and it's very specific on the website because you have two different areas where you can. One, check your payment status, and the other one for non-filers is where you could enter your payment information. So in your case, I kind of would sit tight. So either this is what we don't know either in the industry. We don't know if they're just going to automatically go with the account, that's on file and just get it out to you automatically, or if they're in the middle of processing it and they're just going to, and you didn't include. Did you include your direct deposit information in the filing, even if you did paper file it?
I think Victor's gone, we can't hear any more from him. Let's go to Craig, because I want to try to get a couple more in here before the governor speaks. We anticipate he'll be speaking at some point after 2:30. But go ahead, Craig. You got a question for Ted?
Yeah, I owe back taxes, and the IRS takes out money every month. Am I going to get a check for that, or...
A stimulus check. Does he get a stimulus check?
Yeah, that's a good question. They're suspending all installment payments and all installment agreements.
I knew that because they didn't take out last month.
Right, exactly. My guess is they'll still send you the stimulus payment because it's really, my guess is they still will. But again, not too much guidance on that either.
All right. That's honest. If you don't have the answer, we don't have it, but we'll try to get as many of these answered. The one thing we keep hearing over and over, though, Ted, to kind of wrap up here, is the IRS.gov is where you go, and then you hit on the find my payment. But then people are just saying they're getting that error message. Does that mean that you won't get a check, or does it mean that there's a problem with the system for now? Is it worth checking back? What would you do if you were getting that error message, which we're hearing so much about?
I think that you have to keep checking back. It sounds like the system's overwhelmed. So, you know, it isn't necessarily the case that, you know, you're not going to get a stimulus check, because even without this portal, they've already been processing stimulus checks. So I think it's a technical issue that we're all going to have to be patient with and give it some time so we can track.
There's that word again, patience. We need the patience. Thank you, Ted.
We're running out of it. I understand everyone's concerns for sure.
Yeah, how about it? That's true. Well, we appreciate your time and hanging on with us throughout those news conferences. We're getting ready for another one. The governor about to speak here on WGN. Ted Galatzianos, OPS accountants. Thank